Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Today is Friday, December 27th, 2013, and since it's Friday, that means it's paranormal, sounds like sci-fi night. We have a wonderful program planned for you tonight, including a guest host. We're very excited to have her on the line, and I'll introduce her in a moment. I want to remind everyone that this coming Sunday, the 29th, we still have the one last 8-hour call of the year, of the month of December. Every year, Ron does 3 8-hour healing calls where you get to go on Creation Lightship and experience the physical healings from them. And you can still sign up for the one that is this Sunday, the 29th. Two other important announcements are that on January 5th, Ron is going to do his wonderful yearly New Year's call where you can test or sense the energies of all of the coming months of 2014. That's a Sunday 4-hour call, and you can sign up for that on the website. And also, it's a bit out yet, but in case anyone might want to travel to see Ron in L.A., California, in February, early February, actually, the 7th, 8th, and 9th, he will be at the LAX Hilton at the New Life Expo for those 3 days. And there's a free workshop, and you can go into the Creation Lightship Healing Chamber and, of course, meet Ron in person. It's a wonderful opportunity to really experience the lightship and talk to Ron and hear Ron in person. So I know it's early, but I just wanted to get that out there in case anybody wants to make any travel arrangements or anything. We're looking forward to that. And while you're waiting for me to introduce Ron, you could bring up a picture of the light being. And when Ron comes on, he will activate that for peace energy for us. And you can find that picture on the BBS page or on Ron's website at creationlightship.com. And now I guess I'll invite Ron to come on the show. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, hi. So let's bring forth your energies here. And just sit in front of the monitor screen, look at the light beam, and here we go. So I'm going to energize it for you, and you may start to feel energies leave your body as you become more peaceful. So here we go, energizing the light beam with peace energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. This was, for many people, a very busy week, perhaps an emotional week. But as it's Friday, I was wondering if we could do our usual clearing of people from their work week. And I don't know what kind of energies people were, you know, are going to need to release after this week, if there's a lot of emotions out there or what. But could you give us a couple of healing samples, Ron, to kind of get us in the right heart-centered
sure.
frame of mind for tonight?
Yeah, let's go, everybody. So let's just look at whatever you want to look at. I would say maybe anxieties. That could have been this week's issue. So here we go. So releasing anxieties. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have a clearing. I don't know if it's on the website or not, but we'll do one for disappointment. So maybe you're hoping that, you know, you requested your Lamborghini and never got it. Now you're disappointed because it, you know, wouldn't go down the chimney from Santa Claus. So here we go. Disappointment. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That felt very good, and I hope everyone feels good from that. We have a lovely guest host coming on the show tonight, Nikki, but before I introduce her, we do have a question. Wednesday, we didn't really get to any listener questions, so And this particular person is definitely going to be listening tonight, Ron, so I wanted to bring that up. And he is concerned with people that he's close to in his family. And he's asking, you know, he can't do a lot of healings, but what healings can he do that will affect his parents specifically? It sounds like he lives with them. And, you know, that they're not going to do the healings on their own. And what can he do for them to help them?
What I would probably do, it's hard to change somebody's belief system. In fact, it's probably impossible. So attempting to maybe do something for somebody else may not be easy to do. But I would definitely do all the free clearing, at least the 2,000 Year of Darkness one, because that could help people maybe understand, maybe, you know, just to understand life better, because they may have maybe controlling implants in them, may have just judgments. So it's really hard to say what somebody's issues are. If they don't do the whole lifetime emotional clearing, then it's a little rough to and hard to get somebody to maybe change their mind according to how you would like them to respond to you. So I would do all the free clearings, and sometimes by doing a clearing yourself, people see you changing, and they may ask what's happening or why, but if not, you may become more peaceful, and it may not bother you that much. I would also probably recommend for yourself, you know, just do the self-empowerment session. I think that's about $60 for maybe a month and a half there, so that one could help you out. There's 38 clearings there, plus ones at another entry box, I believe. And that might be a good way to start for yourself to get yourself to feel better maybe about the situation. Because once you become more empowered, then you may have a different outlook on life and maybe the way, I won't say the way you're being treated, but remember, you do have a way that you're entering into that energy exchange. So it's kind of like maybe, say, doing a handshake with somebody if you do that. So you put your hand out, and some people do a handshake, and it's like, you know, really, really firm, and you go, wow, why did I do that? They just hurt my hand. And then the other extreme is they just feel like they're dead. So you don't know how this is going to, you know, how that handshake is for you, how it's going to affect your body. So I would say just strictly do that whole lifetime emotional clearing if you can do that on your, you know, with yourself. And if not, then by all means, at least do the self-empowerment one, because it's how you're viewing other people. So by becoming more self-empowered, you might be able to divert some of the energies that's being maybe forced on you, or the way you're perceiving the energies are. So this is why, you know, when people look at other people, you know, you could have 10 people looking at you, seeing you do something, and they may all have a different way of responding or indicating to you what's happening. That's why, you know, say policemen normally ask more than one witness what they saw, because a lot of times they're all different. Then they have to kind of determine what actually happened. During maybe an accident situation or something, because everybody has their own story, and that story kind of relates to how they perceive what was going on. And then, you know, as we all know, it gets to be much more complicated than that. It depends on the timeline they're on, too, as how what happened. But just keeping it very simple, you know, just work on yourself is what I'm trying to say here, to make yourself more peaceful. So trying to change somebody's belief system on the way you feel about yourself or situations around you, it gets to be pretty difficult. Do you have anything to add, Ann?
I don't, but I do want to just reiterate that I remember my past so many times becoming angry and upset at people, wishing they would change, and it's so much simpler to just stay neutral and just kind of look at them, take a step back and look at them with compassion, of course, but to just not go there with people's drama and their anger and their control issues. I would say that's the best thing. And the more you're in your spirit, like later, I want to read a beautiful testimonial we got, Ron, and that person states, too, how they know. They feel the energy now in their bodies because they've cleared themselves and they can command their spirit so well. And that's a really worthy goal, to just have a really peaceful life. And I think, of course, I love the self-empowerment and healing, so I second what you said about that. Okay. Anything else, Ron, you wanted to add to that subject?
No, that's probably it, I think. If anybody else has any suggestions, you may want to, you know, go to the fast chat.
Yeah, people are putting some suggestions.
You know.
Right.
Somebody's bugging you or bothering you, and you don't know what to do for them.
Right.
So we'll just see if that, you know, turns up there with people's comments. And let's bring Nikki on. So, Nikki, are you out there?
I'm here. Hi, Nikki. Welcome. I just want to say one thing before we start. Nikki, I'm sorry. A listener corrected me. I said the name of the conference that's in L.A. in February incorrectly. It's the Conscious Life Expo. So I apologize for that. And it is important to have that correct, so you can look it up online if you want to get tickets. And it'll be posted on Ron's website soon, so you can read more about it there, too. So that's all. Sorry to interrupt, Nikki, but welcome.
Well, thank you. That's pretty exciting. I hope to be there.
Oh, good. What state do you live in, Nikki?
I live in Canada.
Oh, you live in Canada.
Columbia.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we'd love to see you.
Yeah.
I'm going to
be
there.
Fun. Good. So do I get to ask questions now?
You do. You're our honored guest tonight, so you go ahead and ask whatever you'd like.
Well, I'm wondering about the emotions that the Earth gave us. Were they given to us after we got, after we were on the Earth, or did they happen as we got here?
Ah, that's a good question. Well, at when the Earth first was created, or we'll just talk more about the last Earth spirit that was here with the blueprint. There's been many Earth spirits here. And when they chose to leave, then that blueprint was available to be recreated again. So the Earth spirit that's here now, I think it was like 1.4 million years ago was when it first came in. And it's, you know, that's a long time. As far as humans coming here, we have really no clue if there was humans here ever before, we'll say, I don't know, I'll just say 10,000 years. But, you know, they do have people that they found, you know, that they can say was here maybe a lot longer. But we'll just say 10,000 years, you know, or life forms anyway. So basically, the people that came here initially, if they didn't connect with mind energy and they didn't really, you know, ones of light that came here with a body, taking on a body, I guess the question then would be, did the DNA of the body that the aliens brought here, did it have judgments in it and emotions? That's kind of hard to say. I don't know. But at some point, humanity did, you know, decide, or they got maybe challenged, maybe imprinted with mind energy, and that created duality, which is separation from source, which is non-judgment. So at that point, the people started having emotions. As far as the Earth spirit connecting to the emotions, or giving us emotions, it gave us energetic bodies around us to help us so that we would not be connected to emotions and other people's thoughts. So the thoughts would be psychic attack energy. And so these energetic bodies, and one of those is an emotional body, and that when you have emotions, and this thing absorbs those emotions so that you don't kill yourself with your own emotions. Kind of like Russian roulette. So it takes those emotions and puts it into that body. Well, eventually the body gets filled up, and then you start resonating with that body, and that body now kind of becomes you, and it also gets transferred onto your spirit. And then naturally other people resonate to the emotional body, and then they resonate to you, and this is how you have the, you know, dance and duality and the laws of cause and effect coming to you through the emotions. So the Earth Spirit didn't necessarily give you emotions, but it did give you a body to protect yourself from the negative effects of that. And like babies do not have emotion until they start to learn how to work with mind energy. So it'll be interesting to see how somebody is, you know, most babies by the time they're, say, two, they have troubles and they want to have the life of their own. But it'd be interesting to see if somebody who, you know, was completely maybe blind, deaf, and dumb, we'll say, in a sense, where they had no input, they'd probably be very, very peaceful. So you may want to, I'll kind of look at that, because they're not being stimulated by thought. So does that answer your question, Nikki?
Partly, yes. I know I have a friend who has a little baby, and they're really good at just allowing him to be who he really is. And now he's about a year and a half, and it's interesting that he doesn't have emotions in that seem to be running him. I wonder if it's just because his parents are keeping them away from him.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, there are people out there who that's why they don't want to go into the public school system. They want to go into a private one, probably because it's a little more controlled. And the children may be taught something a little more different than what they are in the mainstream public schools. So, you know, it could be true that, you know, as a person is kind of being like maybe homeschooled or not making a lot of connections with other people, they may become more peaceful too, because they're not resonating with all that stuff.
Yeah, where I'm living, there's a lot of people.
Can you speak just a tiny bit louder?
Maybe
it seemed like you were louder before. I don't know if it's the system or if you could just speak up a bit. That would be helpful.
Okay, I'm challenged because I hear an echo, so I'll try and keep it close to me. So basically, we knew this was a planet of darkness when we came. How did we know anything like that if we were supposedly conscious beings before we came here?
That's a good question. Well, that's a hard question to answer, because you had to choose to come here. How that happened or why you came, that's, you know, kind of up to you. So from there, you know, you had to have some reason to come here. So maybe you liked the way the energy felt of the Earth. So you're reading energy, and you came here not realizing that when you picked a physical body to come into, that physical body was contaminated. So if you look at a picture, maybe of mountains or trees, which I would kind of assume would be maybe in that tour guide's brochure that you looked at, we'll say, and, you know, you looked at it and you go, wow, this is very, what a beautiful place to be in. And you know that you have to have a body. You know, that's kind of like an automatic thing, although you probably wouldn't have to have one, but to be able to experience life, you would. So you just thought you'd come here because all you probably saw was the beauty of the Earth, not really understanding what and how people are corrupted and contaminated with their bodies. So maybe the first time in here, you go, oh, man, what did I get myself into, you know? Now, you know, I can't get out. So that's probably what I think happened. Your question is a very good one, because everybody wonders, after seeing the way life is now, like, why did I ever come here? You know, for the beauty of the earth, it's great if you just look at that, but when you see what's going on with people and situations and things, coming forth in judgment, then you wonder, gee, you know, why did I come here? Well, you know, I don't know about pain, and I have pain now. And, you know, when you start looking at the quality of life here, you know, it may not be too good for some people. So that's kind of a really good question. So did you know that you needed to have a job to make money? Did you, you know that, you know, the system is the way it is here, and, you know, it's hard to get out of it? Did you know about the judgment that the body had inside of it? I would say more than likely not. I think all that was probably shown, because the spirit can't judge anything, so wouldn't know what duality was, wouldn't know about negativity and darkness. All it could see is probably what it would see in front of itself, which would be, in a sense, the way the earth looked, the way the earth felt with the vibration of it. So probably it just had that energy of creation, and the creation was what the earth looked like. And that's probably what I would think has probably trapped everybody here, or most of the people. The other ones here are the aliens that got stuck here for whatever reason. And I'm sure there's people out there now shaking their head going, man, I wish I would have got more gas for my spaceship here, you know, because I ran out of gas and I got stuck here, you know. So I knew I should have fixed that little thing that went bad, you know. So anyway, I guess back to you, Nikki.
All right. So then when, so why did the earth allow itself to get exposed to darkness?
Okay. Well, the earth was just a way to manifest. The spirit was just a way to manifest the earth. So the earth is here. And when contaminants came in here, people, and they brought their judgments here, then that's how the earth got contaminated. And the earth still can't judge anything, unfortunately, because it doesn't have that consciousness. You know, the earth spirit doesn't necessarily judge either, but it's here to get rid of darkness now, the much that it can do to reclaim its territory. But it's still having difficulty trying to figure that out, too, because you really can't ride on both sides of the fence, you know. So that's kind of another problem that we're having. So the earth is just connecting to more energies, and then from there the darkness can't come into those energies. So it's kind of, you have some good questions there. And so the earth didn't choose to be contaminated, just that people were here that were infected and contaminated, and they passed on their stuff to the earth. And like I mentioned about cutting like all the trees down for financial gain, and then, you know, there's no more trees, you know, hello. I wouldn't mind seeing more trees around, but they're not here because they got used up, went into houses probably more than likely, and maybe those houses got torn down and they burnt all the wood, and, you know, where's the trees, you know? Imagine you have a lot of trees where you are up in Canada there. Hopefully they're not doing a lot of logging to do that, but get rid of them. But anyway, hopefully you have a, you know, beautiful scenery around you, you know, when you get out of the cities. That's you. Hopefully I answered that question. If not, I can maybe look at it a little bit more if you like.
Well, it's interesting because I grew up here as a little girl, and the place was strip-logged, the whole island. You could walk for hours and there were no trees, but they've all grown back. It's very beautiful here. I know when I left, I didn't realize that the earth would be able to regrow. I mean, I thought it was gone. So I want to learn something about the creative process. So, you know, we have emotions. We have 108 bodies. We've got chakras and stuff. Is this like Earth Spirit's creative process giving us these things so that we can use them to be creative?
Okay, the 108 bodies that we have, I could only guess that maybe 30 of those are used to protect you from psychic attacks of mind energy, whatever that would be. Aliens coming to you. Maybe the Earth Spirit put into your bodies a physical, an invisible energetic body to maybe ward off aliens attaching to you, and the aliens outsmarted it and got rid of it. That's a possibility too, you know. But, you know, we do have, we'll just say approximately 30 bodies that are used to help protect us here. So we'll just say that's like armor around us. And along with that, you know, that's like the emotional body and the feeling body and pain body. So that you're able to get rid of that stuff out of your physical being, okay? And that's why these bodies are there. The rest of them are actually used for you to be created. So that's your actual creation energy of your body. So the manifestation, so you have two ways to manifest, and you could even have more, but we'll just talk about two. You know, you have using mind energy, which works in darkness, which is the law of cause and effect. You know, The Secret is one of those things that they have out there. You know, it's probably, you know, not talked about much, but that was one of the big to-dos years ago. Mm-hmm. They have A Secret now telling you how to manifest, how to create your parking place by taking away somebody else's free will. So that's just the battle of the minds. That's how I see that one. And then you have heart energy. Now, when you're in the energy of, you know, the law of cause and effect, the mind energy, you know, all the New Age beliefs about how your thoughts control your reality, well, that all works. And unfortunately, it's using force of will. And with that, you're out on timelines. You're bringing stuff back to you on timelines. Now, when you're using source energy, there's really only one arena for that. And I could just kind of, you know, politically incorrect, but just say there's only one timeline for source energy, which is in the now. So we'll just say the now timeline is the way you manifest what you wish to manifest with heart energy. And once you're in heart energy, then you're not causing anybody else any pain or trauma or drama, making somebody poor because you want to get rich. You know, that's what happens. You know, the banking system, you know, where, you know, you have somebody have interest being put on them, you know. And so that is the way that system works. With source energy, it doesn't work that way. Everything's already created. You're just bringing forth that manifestation with heart energy, and it manifests for you. And the people that are connected to the heart energy is who you're going to be relying upon to probably bring things forward to you. I would imagine that might cross over into some of the darkness energies where somebody might catch on to what you're trying to manifest with source energy, but you won't get any horsepower out of them because they're in darkness. So the darkness energy is probably always trying to come into source, but it has no way to attach to it. So, and if any of you have had anything happen instantly to you, you were just doing something and maybe you possibly thought of something, maybe you're in the darkness energy thinking about how you want to maybe buy this, I don't know, pair of shoes, right? So you kind of think about it and you just let it settle in. And after you had that initial thought, which is mind energy, now you forgot about it, well, it's probably still active in your source energy in the moment. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, maybe in a couple of weeks or so, you see that perfect pair of shoes that you were thinking about in mind energy because you had to read text, you had to see it physically, okay? And you knew that it cost so much money because you saw it in an ad. Well, that's mind energy. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, it shows up for you with no strings attached to it. And that's the way source energy works. So the source energy can work with the idea of mind energy, but you're not using source energy to control it to come into your life. So I hope that helps out people, because I get that question asked off and on. Well, gee, how do you, you know, use source energy to manifest when you can't think? Well, that's the way it kind of works. So it'll come to you, and it'll probably be a much higher energy state when you finally get it with the source energy as compared to the energy of mind, which you'll probably have some type of strings attached to it or may cost you a lot of money. So you may want to kind of look at that and just look back upon your life and just see, gee, all of a sudden, you know, this thing happened to me. Wow, wasn't even thinking about it. Well, you weren't thinking because the source energy brought it to you. Now, if you consciously worked on it with mind energy, that could probably make you very, very tired because, remember, you're trading off energies from one to another to make something happen. So you're actually stirring that pot, you know, with a really heavy spoon, trying to manifest something, you know, some kind of stew to get this thing to come to you, where with source energy, it's effortless. Back to you, Nikki.
That's very interesting, because pretty much source got these things that you want. I mean, they're already created, and we have to go A, B, C, D, E with mind energy to allow these things to come to us. Is that what you're saying?
In a sense, yes, because if you're strictly in source energy, there's really no need, and you're not lacking anything. And so, you know, like where people right now and yourself, you're listening, you're not probably thinking about, do I need to go out and buy something, okay? You're just listening, and you're in peace. And so all of your needs are fulfilled right now, this very moment, because you're peaceful. But when you get out of peace, and then you start having your mind figure out what you want to do and what you want to have, then you're in the energy of mind energy. And that, well, let's just say that you're listening right now to the program, and the program ends, right? And all of a sudden you get a thought, oh, man, I want to go out and have a piece of pie or something, right? So what do you do next? You got to figure out where that pie is going to be. Are you going to go buy a pie at the grocery store or go to a restaurant? So at that point, you're using the mind energy to connect to your thoughts to where it's going to be. Now, if you just sat back and you just maybe thought about that piece of pie, maybe you could feel the nourishment of that pie. We do this on the light ship when we go up there. We go to the room for birthday parties, right? And all of a sudden people get filled up with the energy of the cake and ice cream or whatever they're choosing to have. In fact, we'll do it right now for everybody. So here we go, everybody. We'll go up and we'll have another December birthday party. This only works live right now for people listening. And if you're listening to an archive, you're going to feel peace. So here we go. We're going to go to the light ship, bringing everybody up who's listening. And I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. And now we're going into the food court where we have the, say, the birthday cake and ice cream, their equivalent of it. Maybe you might want to get a peach pie or something or whatever, you know, the extra toppings on it and, you know, hot fudge and nuts and everything else, caramel, whatever you want to have. So right now you selected on the light ship, you're there physically, and you selected what you want to have. Now we're going to give that to you. So it's coming to you, coming into your mouth, You might find your saliva changing, and you can have seconds and thirds if you like. And it's just a little small piece of energy, but it looks like, you know, what you were requesting. So like I kind of jokingly say, you know, you get out a magnifying glass so it looks big because it's about the size of a pencil eraser. So right now you're having your seconds, and you might find your saliva changing, and you're feeling full. And instantly, all of a sudden, you're going to realize, wow, I just had that, and I can almost even taste it. But you're there physically right now. And it all depends how much that energy gets transferred down here because you're being bilocated instantly a zillions of times a second to the light ship. So we're coming back down now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And so you just had the experience of having source energy in the moment giving you your dessert, your ice cream. Now, right now, if I asked everybody, do you want to have more of that? You know, let's just say that we're in a conference call, a conference hall, right? And we're talking to you, and I'm up here on the stage talking. And I say, okay, let's go on an hour break. How many of you want to go out to, we'll just say Denny's or someplace, you know, Baskin Robbins or whatever, and have a treat? You'd probably all look at me and say, no, I feel perfectly full. I'm not really in need of that because I already have it. So, does that make sense to you, Nikki?
I think so, yes. So, I'm just wanting to be clear about the creative process, because the creative process pretty much seems to me to be something, darkness. I mean, everything.
You're right, yeah. In a sense, that is correct, because everything here came from a thought, but things could have come forth through the light. So, I guess one way of stating this a little differently is if you have heard about a person that normally his name is not used that often, but our whole life's everybody's life is affected right now by his inventions, which was Nikola Tesla, back in the early, say, 1900s, thereabouts, until probably maybe World War II. And so he created, you know, alternating current. So he was using the energy of source to bring forth that invention. And unfortunately, the bankers, you know, J.P. Morgan, took away his rights and everything else, and I think he tore up millions of dollars of money that he was owed to keep the company afloat. I don't know who the person was. It may have been J.P. Morgan. I don't know. But basically, when J.P. Morgan found out that he could create free electricity for everybody, this is like some energy from source, okay, then he didn't want to do that, and he pulled his funding, and everything fell apart because he couldn't put a meter on free electricity. So that's the darkness. The electricity is free, okay, in a sense. So if you look at it, does it really cost you if you use it or not? I'm sure you're going to get a bill each month, but it's basically freely given to you according to the rate at which the power company wants to charge you. But it's available for you free in those wires, okay, because it is a supply energy, like of source energy, and it just happens to be working through the means and the medium of, you know, electromagnetics, okay? But that's basically what we have here. So that invention was basically, say, free. He had to figure out how to do it, but he wanted to pass on something that was, say, source energy, which would not contract people to have the energies being sold to them, because it would have been a free energy source. So that's kind of how you can look at source energy, as do people get inventions from source energy? Yeah, you could be in the moment and get information like that, but you may have to use darkness to materialize it, because that's what's here, you know. You know, so you may have to go out and buy things to manifest and create your invention that you got maybe in consciousness free, because you can't go into a hardware store and say, hey, I want to make this thing. Give me all this stuff. They're going to want to have an exchange of money from you, which is darkness. Remember, because that money carries the energy of somebody losing. That's why we do the money clearings, because that's why sometimes you hold money and you go, man, this thing feels awfully bad, this $20 bill. Well, maybe somebody, you know, tried to save it for a long time and they had to get rid of it, and now it has the energy on it because they didn't want to give it up. And now you picked it up from the store and you wonder why it feels so awful. So anyway, I guess back to you, Nikki.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I just don't know quite exactly where to go now.
It's okay. It's okay. Your questions are so interesting, Nikki. And can I just say, because I know you sent an email, you know, with some of your ideas for questions, and I think you are speaking and asking what many people are also wondering about, and I think there's an underlying frustration in what you're asking, which is, you know, how do we make our life better here? And right, and do more things, and what is the purpose of being here, and what, you know, what should we be doing, and that those kind of general questions. Yet they're not; they're very real and heart-centered for you, for all of us. And you know, I think Ron is helping, as he always does, a great deal. And I also think Ron, it's just sometimes it's a couple of things. We have to have faith that these processes work, and really let go and try them, because I have learned myself in my life that if I truly let go and I'm really heart-centered, everything starts falling into place for me. But it's hard because we have a lot of fears. And but anyway, your questions are wonderful. So go ahead and feel free to speak whatever it is that's on your mind or in your heart.
Thank you. So I guess the big thing that I'm looking at creativity, and so intuition has always been something that I really choose to honor, but I'm wondering if that really has any substance. I mean, is intuition just you understanding how everything in the darkness really is working? I mean, you're reading the alien mind out there?
Oh, boy. it could be. It could be. And it could be a source energy, too. So you don't know where you are with that. Let's see here. I would, it's hard to relate to that, okay, because everybody would love to have, to be in the moment and to have their life change instantly to become into source energy where you don't have anything bothering or bugging you or situations, but you're already in the situation of darkness. So I guess the question would be, how do you get out of it? Well, keep doing timeline crashes to get onto the proper timeline, which is source energy, where things will be much easier for you. Unfortunately, you know, because the past has to be dealt with the laws of cause and effect, that's what the aliens gave us, is this all this stuff on our bodies, the DNA and everything else. So your body has all these problems, and you're trying to get rid of the body's problems so you could become peaceful. So, you know, if you look at some people, would, you know, I would think that they say, well, it's a new year coming up here, you know, in a week, we'll say, and I'm going to just close a chapter on the year of 2013 and start a brand new life. Well, that might be good to do as long as you don't have any loose ends in 2013, so you really can't get away from it, okay? But you could start a new consciousness and say, you know, I know that I have this baggage kind of following me, this ball and chain around me, and I got rid of some of it last year, and now this year I don't want to have it anymore. I want to be more in and on the source timeline versus the timelines of duality, where there's billions of those things. So you start looking at it, and you say, okay, I have to deal with my past, but, you know, maybe if I got onto the source timeline, maybe that past reality of all the timelines that are out there that's corrupted, maybe they'll just kind of fall away. And I have had people talk about that where they said, you know, I have this situation happening and this other one happening, and all of a sudden I started doing timeline crashes for a couple of months, knowing that I had a different way of what I wanted, you know, the way I wanted to run my life was differently, and I want to have a different outcome. And all of a sudden, things kind of like went away. And they went away because the timelines got recreated. And all that past, the past timelines were no longer in effect. So I would guess if you wanted to change your life, you still may have to do the consequences, right, from the past, but go in and do timeline crashes. And get on, you know, what you see is wrong with you or your problems, crash those timelines, and then get on to the now timeline of source, and then things will start to unfold for you much easier. Because then you can just go into your heart and project what you want to have, and that timeline should bring that to you. I won't say it'll be instant, okay? Because everybody has a different amount of baggage, but you know, if you've all done your emotional clearing, you probably got rid of 90% of your baggage. So for a first-time listener, to do a timeline crash, you know, it will work, but not a whole lot, because you need to get rid of your baggage to be free. So it'd be like, you know, trying to fly, you know, with, you know, chains on you anchored to the ground, you know, or trying to jump off the ground. You can't do it. So you need to get rid of that baggage so you can hold more life with your spirit to enable you to be on the timeline of light, which is in the moment. Everything happens in the moment, and that's the source timeline. So back to you, Nikki.
Great. So one of the things that I noticed that happens is I live in nature, so I'm really blessed. And what I find is when I am in, when I'm around other people, I feel very alone because I can't, I just, I'm not communicating with them. I mean, the communication stuff seems to be a mind thing. It isn't like people talk from their heart. And sometimes what happens is that I end up feeling very alone, and I'm not sure if that's something I just have to become okay with. Feeling
well,
alone.
I think you hit the nail on the head there. Yeah, you do have to become okay with that. I'm sure what you're asking there, that question is perfect for most people listening, because they'll start to find out that they don't belong here, okay? And the people that they used to relate to, you're not relating to them, and they're not relating to you because you're not on the same timeline, because you're on the now timeline, and they're dealing with their past timelines, attempting to take their past timelines of garbage and recreating new garbage in the future timelines. So the whole thing is to be in the moment. And yeah, those it's hard to relate to people because they don't have a clue, because all they look out of their eyes and see is garbage. Where when you're dealing with peace, there's no garbage around you. And everybody looking right now, look out of your eyes and see what you're seeing. And even if you see something that you would normally look at and not like, then, you know, right now it'll look okay to you. Once you get back into the timelines, unfortunately, of darkness, then you may start to have more judgments on something. So, you know, that's why I say if everybody could do the mind to heart drop worldwide, this whole world would change instantly. And, you know, that's the whole process, is to be in peace. Everybody's looking for peace, and you cannot buy peace. It's not obtainable in darkness. Back to you, Nikki.
Yeah.
You have some great questions.
That's really interesting. So the alone feeling must be a darkness feeling, right?
Yeah, it's wanting to connect, yeah, to validate your life. So that's what the whole thing is self-validation here. And so people buy things to validate their happiness. They probably don't buy anything to validate their sadness, but they do validate things to make them feel like they're living. And that's the law of cause and effect, to feel like, wow, I got this emotional high. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get the emotional low. Like I say, you know, you go out to, you see an ad in the newspaper for this brand new car that may be out there, and you like the way it looked, and so you go out and buy one, and maybe it's, let's just pick a number of $50,000, right? And that may not, that might be the average car. I don't look for new, you know, cars myself as far as new ones, but we'll just say that's the price. I remember when they used to have the Volkswagen Beetle in Los Angeles on a bulletin board for, I think it was in the Mustang for 1995, you know, when they came out. You might remember that if you're older. But anyway, so we'll just say it's 50 grand. So you go out and you buy this car, and you got it because you really like it. And then after about a month, you go, you know, my old car is a little nicer maybe in some ways, and at least was free to me. And the prestige I have on this new car is great, but now I'm seeing 50 of these cars around when I'm driving my vehicle, and so I'm not the only one who has it now. And, you know, I thought, you know, it was great when I first had it, everybody looked at me. Now they just look at me like, oh, this guy's in debt for 50 grand, you know? And so now I got to make all these payments. So, you know, in that case, kind of what we're talking about the darkness wanting you to have something outside of yourself, just go up to that car and put your hand on it and say, oh, what's this going to give me? What do I like on this car? You know, what does it mean to me? And pull the energy out so you can look at it so you don't have to buy the car. And, you know, maybe you could fix your old car up for the sales tax, you know, that the new car would even cost you. So, and you might have a nicer car. Who knows? But anyway, that's the whole thing, is the law of cause and effect, the darkness will always give you something to intrigue you, to make you feel validated. So, and once you get into source energy, there's no validation. You don't need to have that. So that way, you know, you're looking outside of yourself for validation in darkness. In source energy, you're already it. You don't have to worry about anything else because you're not in judgment. So back to you, Nikki.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
you know, Nikki, we're unfortunately, it's unbelievable, so quickly getting to the end of our show. So we're getting, let's see, it's 4 minutes.
If you
want
to, come on next week, Nikki, on Friday, we'll continue on. Maybe I might have some other interesting questions.
That'll be great.
I would love that, because you could kind of let this digest a little, and perhaps even listen to the archive of tonight's show, and before Friday, and then, you know, add to your questions. I think that would be great.
I'd appreciate that. That'll be very good.
Good.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And thank you so much for co-sponsoring. And Nikki
paid
for this privilege. And so she hopefully had fun, got her questions answered, and also supported Ron and the work he's doing. So we thank you so much for that, Nikki.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to doing it again next week.
Sounds great.
And we'll be on tomorrow evening. We have so many. I have enough questions between the fast chat and the emails for three shows. So I will get to everything tomorrow night. And we'll also have our visit to the light ship. So tomorrow, same time on BBS Radio, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Sunday is the 8-hour call. Hope to see you all on that. And anything else you want to add, Ron?
No, we got the New Year's event, so you know you may want to come on that. That'll be very interesting this year because it'll be like brand new beginnings. So what's the newer spirit in here? I shouldn't say the newer spirit. It's the earth spirit re-energized to its full potential as it's coming in and activating. So that'll be quite interesting to experience this energy. So thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Anne. And we'll say goodnight to everybody. So blessings, everyone. And we'll hopefully see you on the Sunday call and tomorrow night, which is Saturday night, live on the Light Ship. Bye, everyone.
Bye.